The NFL, we talked about it before. A man who is right at the forefront of it is Andrew Mahoney. He's from the Boston Globe, joining us from stateside. Thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Just another Super Bowl and another Patriots appearance. What's the feeling like in Boston?
Boston, it just kind of feels like it was a little unexpected. You know, they thought that they would get far in the playoffs, but it just didn't seem like they would have enough to actually get through to the Super Bowl. But, you know, once they started playing well last week against the Los Angeles Chargers, then hopes were getting up, and they went out on the road and played well in a tough environment and defeated the Chiefs.
The superlatives have long since been exhausted when it comes to Tom Brady, Andrew. That 75-yard drive at the end it just goes to show it doesn't matter what sport it is, the big players step up when it counts most. What do you say about Tom Brady over there at the moment?
We're not going to see anything like this again, I don't think. I mean, he's 41 years old. He's not showing any signs of slowing down. And it's not just what, you know, the way he performs, it's the way he gets his teammates to perform. I mean, there's, you know, Rob Gronkowski, his big tight end, and his wide receiver, Julian Edelman, they were both making catches for him. He had other players that were stepping up and making catches for him. It's really impressive what he is still able to do. He's still at the top of the league. And now he has a chance to win another Super Bowl.
And Bill Belichick, he already is renowned as the greatest coach in the NFL, probably of all time, and he's just got another feather in his cap after that performance. I mean, he is an unbelievably brilliant coach, and his ability to be able to get teams, and sometimes they don't necessarily have the most star players, but he's able to get them together to play this team game and then pull apart the opposition. And he did it again early, particularly yesterday on the road.
Yeah, this is probably one of his, you know, better coaching jobs, to get this team into the Super Bowl, especially that defense. They still have, you know, Tom Brady on offense, and Tom Brady still has his favorite receivers on offense. But defensively, these aren't the great defensive teams that you were seeing 15 years ago when they had their first run, when they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. This is a different defense that was really struggling at times during the beginning of the year. But they've really played very well lately, and that was a very good Kansas City team that they were able to hold in check and actually shut out for the first half of yesterday's game. So this is arguably, you know, one of his best jobs that he's done coaching this team.
Hey, Andrew, before we let you go, what's the biggest story over there at the moment? Obviously, in your part of the world, it's all about Tom Brady and the Patriots. But as far as the country and the sport goes, what about the Los Angeles Rams? That win over the New Orleans Saints, the controversy there with a minute and a half to go was enormous. And it's not a stretch to say it cost the Saints a spot in the Super Bowl. So what's the feeling like over there at the moment between that non-call and Tom Brady? How much has been made of the former?
Well, I think certainly, you know, I'm a little localized here in Boston, so we're focusing on that. But I would say nationally, that's definitely the bigger story, that non-call. If that call is made, game over. New Orleans wins. They hold on to the ball, and they kick a field goal to win it with, you know, no time remaining. But that the call wasn't made. There were two referees right there that both missed it somehow, and you know, there's talk that they could probably, you know, at least one of them could probably lose their jobs over it, or it's just such an egregious mistake. That being said, you know, a lot of people are looking, you look at it as New Orleans still had opportunities to win the game after that, and Los Angeles just took advantage of that missed call, and they took advantage of that opportunity and punch their ticket to the Super Bowl. But it's a shame. Yeah, I think people here, you know, nationally, once the Patriots are in, I think at that point you probably would have liked to have seen two older veteran quarterbacks going at it for possibly the last time in Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Well, it's still going to be a belter, Andrew. Super Bowl 53. It's the Los Angeles Rams, New England Patriots again. Thanks for joining us, and we appreciate it.